You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host today. We have Knox Nalis from Integrity Land Title. Welcome back, Knox.
Thanks, Doug.
And have Tammy Haldeman here, as usual, in her gracing us with her beauty.
Wow.
Welcome back, Tammy. You like that?
I need to do that every day.
And then also, it's my pleasure to welcome Tracy Ellis from RE/MAX Stars and also from Real Estate Today, host of three different radio shows now.
Yeah, I have four shows, business. But three different ones.
Yeah, so. That's great. So welcome back. You've been a frequent guest. You've probably been on our show more than any other guest.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on, and I know you've came on mine, so I always enjoy having you on because you're so knowledgeable in the loan process.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And likewise in real estate, people are very lucky to have you in their corner. One of the things I know you want to talk about today is a fundraiser that you're doing that we're involved in, too. In St. Albans, I know is where you're hosting this. Tell us about it. I'm going to let you just take the mic here and go with this.
I appreciate it, Doug. I think one of the things that we all do so much in life is we drive by homes and we see them and think, wow, I wonder what that house is like on the inside. And I have so many people say, I'd love to go in that house. Well, I recently listed a stunning home in the Bluffs in St. Albans on Wings Road. This property was once the original owner paid close to $3 million, and this is currently a bank foreclosure at $1,895,000. And wow. Because it's a gated community, I was thinking, you know, I've got to do something different to get traffic into this house. And I was thinking about it and got together
with... I've tried to come up with strategies to get past that gate for years. I'm stalking homes like that.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yes. So Melissa Bree, my broker, and I were talking and decided to do a charity fundraiser in the home so that way people could get beyond the gate and see this gorgeous home plus raise money for a wonderful cause.
Well, this is not just a gorgeous home. This is a massive castle. I love the interior photos of this. So there's 80 photos of this on the MLS that you guys have. And the bathroom, I just couldn't believe when I saw that master bathroom.
Wait till you see it in person.
Oh, I can't wait. I mean, it had a waterfall in the bathroom, in the shower.
It's a turret. Your master bath shower is about a 2 or 3 story turret full of windows with a waterfall coming down cascading. I mean, it's large enough that we could probably have a small party in the shower.
Well, I don't really know how you can survive without that these days. Personally.
Amen. So I keep telling my husband, he's just not buying into it.
Yeah, I think I've had waterfalls in my house before, but it was usually from a leaky roof.
Yes.
Well, the kids overflew the toilet upstairs.
Yes. Right.
That's more.
Water
that's
coming
more.
Through the ceiling fixtures, you know, light fixtures.
Oh, my gosh. That's
out.
Like a real estate agent's nightmare.
It's happened to me before.
So, mm-hmm. Namal, what do we have going on there at the event?
So, what we are going to be doing is we have we're working for the Missouri Military Memorial Foundation to raise money that evening. We have wonderful businesses that are sponsoring the event along with us. Doug Haldeman's show is one of them. I have Enterprise, Budweiser, First Financial Federal Credit Union, Glazers, many great companies. And what we're going to be doing is hosting an evening of wine tasting, cocktails, beer, and appetizers with live music by Irie Sun. So it's going to be a great night on October 5th from 6 to 9 p.m.
Does it cost to get in, or how do we show our support?
It does. It's $50 per ticket. Obviously, you'll be eating, drinking. We're going to have an open bar, music. You need to contact me directly to purchase your tickets at 636-299-3702. Tickets are limited because it is a home and it is a gated community. So we don't want to disturb the neighbors. So Enterprise is donating a couple of vans and people will be shuttled to the home.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. I like that. The October 5th will be beautiful weather. Leaves will be starting to change colors. St. Albans in October. Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be stunning. And I forgot to mention one of our biggest sponsors is 97.1. 97.1 will be there with a tent set up for a check-in point, and that's where people will check in, and then they'll be shuttled up to the home. So you can call me for more details, but it'll be a great fun night for a wonderful cause.
So the Missouri Military Memorial Foundation, tell us about the foundation. What does it do?
the Missouri Military Memorial Foundation, they are trying to erect a memorial at Jefferson Barracks for the brave men and women of Missouri who have made the ultimate sacrifice to defend our country's freedom. So nobody deserves a memorial better than our Missouri military servicemen and women.
You know, Tracy, that strikes a chord with, I think, or resonates at least with a lot of us that are from the area, because more often than not, you probably have a loved one at some generation mm-hmm. that's been buried there that's most likely fought to preserve our country. And that's a pretty special thing that I think is easily, not necessarily forgotten, but sometimes just kind of stored away and brought out. And it's a pretty neat cause that you're having this for. I think it's pretty amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm a mother of four boys, so I can't even imagine what the parents, you know, go through in that situation. So I hope to do a little part to help.
Well, yeah, what a great cause. I mean, you combine a great cause, so people would come out no matter where it is. I mean, we'd go to I'd go to a VFW hall. I'd go to any place to help support a foundation like this because of how great the cause is. But then when you combine that great cause with an environment like this, and I know a lot of people that would pay $50 just to get into this house.
Right.
Because it's so exclusive.
And I think it'll be a great networking event. There'll be a lot of great people there, a lot of great opportunities to network with all types of business owners. So it'll be a great, fun night. We'll have, as I said, an open bar, beer, appetizers, and live music by a great local band called Irie Sun. So I'm excited. They were on Good Day St. Louis recently, and I thought they were great and contacted their manager, so I'm glad that they're donating their time also.
So live music, we have a fantastic environment, great people. You're going to get the support of the station with FM News Talk 97.1 is going to be there. They'll have their van there. They'll have tents. They'll have, you know, you'll see personalities from the station. Yeah, great house to see and a great, you know, great event. Boy, I can't wait. October 5th, so $50 per person gets you in, and they need to reserve in advance with you, right?
Yeah, I've already had quite a lot of calls, so I'm very pleased with that. Again, it's October 5th from 6 to 9 p.m. I would recommend starting to arrive early since people are being shuttled up. And then what we'll be doing is we'll have a shuttle start taking people back to their cars around 8 o'clock, but obviously you can stay until 9. But it'll be a great, fun night. Now I'm just thinking, what am I going to do with other high-end listings? Because people are always already calling me saying, are you going to do that for my house?
So, what a problem to have there.
Yeah, it's very time-consuming, but yeah, it's awesome.
Tracy, if you wouldn't mind, I'd just rather you throw a party at my house, since this coordination has got to take an enormous amount of effort and
trying
to balance the fact that you have a listing to deal with on top of it. I honestly can't fathom that. So you combine,
you have no idea,
a charity, a band, you know, all the personalities there. That has all the likings of a gala, and yet you're doing it, you know, for a good cause, but also you're listing a home. It's amazing.
I appreciate it. Yeah, my husband was like, wow. I said, yeah, I didn't realize how time-involving it was going to be. I've spent probably 6 to 8 hours in the past 2 weeks on this a day. But it'll definitely be worth it. I'm just trying to manage my radio shows and my job and my family at the same time. But October 5th will be a great night, and it's worth all the time I'm spending on it and all the great companies like Dog and 97.1 that are helping me with it. I really appreciate it.
Tracy, I'm going to make sure we put links to this on our website, too. So if anybody goes to DougHaldeman.com, it's DougHaldeman.com, and look for the blog post about this, because we're going to go ahead and list this. And I'm also going to put a link on there where people can view the property, because that in itself is pretty amazing, because you sent me the MLS portal where people can view all the pictures, 80 pictures on there. You have to see this master bath. It's incredible.
I can't tell you how hard it was to pick those 80 photos, because I had at least 5 to 10 photographers contact me directly through Facebook asking if they could just go take photos for free for me, because the house was so incredible.
Right, just to see it.
Yeah. So I have hundreds of photos, so it was incredibly hard to narrow it down to 80.
Well, and for somebody in this price range, somebody that can afford a home for $1.875 million, okay, this is a $3 million home that they're going to get for over $1 million less than what this thing is probably valued at.
Yeah, I'm going to briefly tell you a little bit about the house. The house is over 8,000 square feet. It has 4 turrets, full brick and stone. I mean, just stunning on the front. lots of windows, and it's on over 6 acres. And again, this is located in the gated, the bluffs of St. Albans. When you're at the top of one turret, you have a beautiful view of the river, the Missouri River. So it's truly just stunning.
Incredible. Well, thank you very much for coming in. I can't wait for the October 5th for the fundraiser for Missouri Military Memorial Foundation. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. And again, you can visit my website at O'FallonMoRealtor.com or call me direct for ticket information at 636-299-3702.
Very good. Thank you very much, Tracy. Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.
So, guys, on this show, we always want to have the top professionals in the community, especially that involve real estate, finance. That's why we have Knox Malus from Integrity Land Title today. So great to have you, Knox. And you know, we've had Tracy Ellis now, who's one of the top realtors in the area. Coming up, Brad Elsner from Keller Williams is consistently a top five producer in the St. Louis area. So I'm really excited to sit down and talk to Brad because he's not just a high producer. This guy's entertaining. I can't wait to have him in.
Very much so.
It's a lot of fun.
Brad Elsner from Keller Williams coming up. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.